Nolte, Tara Reid is Joe Biden's eighth accuser. By John Nolte on May 1, 2020. Tara Reid is Joe Biden's eighth accuser, not his first, not his only. The fake news media want you to believe Reid is Biden's only accuser. And that's because there is no lie the media will not tell to protect the presumptive Democrat nominee. But seven other women, seven, none of them Republicans, have accused Joe Biden of everything from sexual assault to unwanted kissing to inappropriate touching. Tara Reid. Reid claims Biden sexually assaulted in a hallway while she was working for him in 1993. According to Reid, Biden pinned her against a wall, shoved his hands up her skirt, and his fingers into her vagina. Reid has no fewer than five contemporaneous witnesses who say Reid told them about the assault at or near the time it happened. There is also video of Reid's anguished mother calling into a 1993 edition of CNN's Larry King Live desperately seeking advice for her daughter's problems with a prominent senator. Biden denies the allegation but is refusing to open his archives at the University of Delaware where a copy of Reid's sexual harassment complaint might be filed. Tara Reid is a lifelong Democrat. Lucy Flores. Last year, Flores, a former Nevada assemblywoman, accused Biden touching and kissing her. I felt two hands on my shoulders. I froze. Why is the Vice President of the United States touching me? I felt him get closer to me from behind. He leaned further in and inhaled my hair. I was mortified. I thought to myself, I didn't wash my hair today and the Vice President of the United States is smelling it. And also, what in the actual fuck? Why is the Vice President of the United States smelling my hair? He proceeded to plant a big slow kiss on the back of my head. Flores is a Democrat. Amy Lapas. Lapas claims Biden pawed at her during a 2009 fundraiser. It wasn't sexual, but he did grab me by the head. He put his hand around my neck and pulled me in to rub noses with me. When he was pulling me in, I thought he was going to kiss me on the mouth. Lapas is a Democrat. Vail Connert-Yount. Vail Connert-Yount alleged that when she was a White House intern in the spring of 2013, Biden put his hand on the back of her head and pressed his forehead to her forehead when he introduced himself, and that he called her a pretty girl, reports The Cut. Connert-Yount was interning at the Obama White House at the time. Caitlin Caruso. Former college student and sexual assault survivor Caitlin Caruso says Biden placed his hand on her thigh for an uncomfortable amount of time. Incredibly, this happened during a 2016 event on sexual assault. This might seem like a small thing, but who puts their hand on the thigh of the woman who is not his significant other? DJ Hill. Hill says Biden got so handsy with her, her husband was forced to intervene. Writer DJ Hill told The Times that Biden moved his hand from Caruso's shoulder down her lower back, which made her uncomfortable at an event, causing her husband to intervene. Hill told her story to the far-left New York Times last year. Sophie Karasek. The Cut. In 2016, Sophie Karasek was photographed holding hands and touching foreheads with Biden at the Oscars, where she stood alongside 50 other sexual assault survivors during Lady Gaga's performance. It was a moment that soon went viral, and was described then by the Post as powerful. But in the Post's report published this week, Karasek says she believes that Biden violated her personal space. Karasek is also a sexual assault survivor. Ally Cole. Ally Cole says she was made uncomfortable by Biden's unwanted touching at a 2008 reception. He squeezed her shoulders and complimented her smile for an amount of time that made her uncomfortable. Dash. You can also add a number of women and children who might not have accused Biden of inappropriate behavior. But we still have countless videos and photographs of Biden touching them in ways that are wildly inappropriate and make the recipients noticeably uncomfortable. Obviously, not all of these allegations rise to the level of assault. But these are not Republicans coming forward to accuse Biden. These are Democrats and women we can assume are at least left-leaning. What one can glean from these eight allegations and all those videos is that even in full view of the public, at best, Biden has an appalling sense of entitlement when it comes to touching, caressing, and even kissing women. And if this is how Biden behaves in public, one can only imagine what goes on when the creep beep believes no one is looking. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.